I believe the first item is approval of the agenda.
Can I have a motion?
I'll move to approve tonight's agenda.
Move to approve.
Carla, do you need to second it?
I'll second.
Whatever she said, I'll second. Okay, we don't have to do roll call vote anymore. So all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Mr. Anderson, is there anyone in El Centro that would like to comment? Any members of the public?
I don't know. We have members of the public here. We have Ms. Holder present. We have Ms. Perez present. We have Mr. Nunez present. We have Mr. Jones present. We have Ms. Robles present. We have Ms. Barraza present. We have Ms. Torres present. We have Mrs. Torres present. We have Ms. Placencia and Ms. Morion present.
10 doors.
I already called you.
10 people.
Does anybody want to say anything?
Hello.
Yeah,
I do.
Mr. Nunez is going to take the floor. I'll start your timing now.
So where do I look into which calendar? So many.
Yeah.
Right there.
As long as they can hear you. Hello?
Right,
yes, you're on.
All right, so Arlington Educators Association hereby submits the following initial proposal for a successor collective bargaining agreement with the Arlington Academy for the Arts and Sciences. All agreements reached on individual items shall be tentative, subject to a final tentative agreements on contract. Absent a final agreement modifying the contract, the existing contract language shall remain in full effect. The Valleyton Educators Association reserves the right to create, add to, delete from, and modify its proposals and or open articles of the contract during the negotiation process. Once otherwise indicated, proposals are in a conceptual format. We will be negotiating language for the following articles. Article 7, work year and hours of employment. Reduce the number of work days in a school year, 1 in 5 tenths hours of optional tutoring. Language to differentiate between early release and minimum days. Article 12, certificate evaluation procedures. Eliminating the teacher documentation law, include appendix C of the evaluation form. Language for exemption from project-based learning for pull-out teachers such as RSP, RTI, and ELD to receive a non-applicable. Article 13, employment status, add class and step years to the signed contract. Article 14, class size, reduce class size by 1. Increase the amount of class overages for students. Article 22, negotiations procedure, 3-year agreement with a possible reopener for compensation and one article. Article 26, layoff. Language for layoff, if layoffs are needed, notice shall be given to the last senior, notice shall be given to the least senior certificated employee unless on performance improvements. Article 27, compensation. Increase wages to attract and retain the highest qualified teachers. Retro pay for the 2022-2023 school year since our current CBA expired last school year. Stipend for SSC coordinator, yearbook and book fair coordinator, on-site tech support. ACES academic tutor shall be paid via separate check. Article 28, assignments and reassignments. Language to include classification, number of steps, years, and salary and assigned agreement for each member. Language clarification of tasks and responsibilities for interventionist specialists, /RTI. Language for when the interventionist specialist RTI grants expires, these teachers shall be reassigned to mainstream multiple subject classrooms or continue as interventionist specialists, /RTI. Yeah. That concludes. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Will we be presented with that paper as well, with the written?
Yeah.
I'll defer to your knowledge. I'm just okay.
Doesn't happen with the board.
Oh, okay.
It happens with our superintendent.
Oh, okay.
And her team.
Yes.
Mr. Anderson?
Yes, ma'am.
We're having a really easy time hearing your voice, but not anybody else's. Everybody else seems really far away, and they're hard to discern the different sounds.
That's because we miniaturize them. We use Mr. Jones's miniaturizer, and they're actually just 3 inches tall now, and that's why they sound so far away. All right.
We're going to close the door.
Basically, the union just read their articles that they want to bring up on the table for negotiation of contract here, and I just asked the question as to whether or not we get that. And Ms. Holder is responding by saying that this will go to the superintendent and we'll take it from there. So I got my answer. That's where we are. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
So this is just for information.
Yeah.
Right. So we are going to begin negotiations, and then you will get to approve it once.
Okay.
Mr. Anderson, is there anyone else that would like to speak?
Anybody else? No, we're all good.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, one more? Yes?
But still, I think so. That we. I just thought it would be nice. We just found out that Mr. Ring's mother.
Oh.
And if you know, you guys have contact with her sooner than we do. And I don't know, I love the story. So to me that hurt. And it's sad to see that. And you know, so if we could please send our condolences.
We'll have a card tomorrow during the meeting. Trust me. Okay. Yeah. That's all this with the intention.
Can I ask who that speaks, please?
That was Melissa Torrey.
Thank you. Shannon, do you want to introduce who we have here? Or do you want to introduce yourself? Yes. So we do have public comment from San Bernardino. With us today, we have Diane Suzuki, fifth grade teacher. We have Mariela Granados, second, third grade teacher. And Jackie Pendry, our interventionist. And online, we have Avelia Ornelas, who's our ELD teacher and testing coordinator. And would anyone like to speak?
I would like to speak. I'm Diane Suzuki, fifth grade teacher here. I would like to ask you to table the vote on the school calendar and consider allowing San Bernardino to have a different calendar than El Centro that better reflects our authorizing district. The reasons being, our IEP special ed students miss out on a lot of their service because of these different changes. Our parents have students, older students in the district, and their schedules conflict. It leads to difficulty with childcare, plus they also forget, and their students are absent from Valington, which causes us to lose funding from ABA for the student being in school. So that is my reasoning, our reasoning. I have a petition signed by the teachers asking you to table this vote. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do any of the board members have questions for San Bernardino?
No.
I think just going to comment, that was made under public comments. Should we have that under the item itself so that we can discuss it further specific? I think she wants a table, but do they have a proposed calendar in mind? They know we were provided with a different calendar than what was included in the original packet.
Well, I think she's asking for a separate calendar based on San Bernardino because their days don't align to our schedule. And they feel that the app, you know, missing certain days because of our days are taken away from their IP minutes and things like that. So students are losing out, puts them in a crunch.
Yes, that's Mr. Anderson exactly nailed it. And I believe that the board can discuss it further when that action item comes up, but I don't believe we can take public comment when it comes time to discuss that action item. That's correct. So we can discuss tabling it, but we can't engage in the public comment.
No, I question needs to be tabled and then discussed and see if they'll have to come up with the changes they want to do.
Right.
And then we'll take that to the board.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. Okay, any other public comment? Does anyone else wish to speak?
I want the board to know they're never this quiet. Was it something we said?
Not at all.
So actually it will be tabled for further consideration, right?
Yep.
Where is the calendar? Oh, there's the calendar, item C. So we can take that under consideration when we get to item C.
Yes.
Our first agenda action item is A, approval. It is approval of the minutes from our last meeting. Can I get a motion, please?
So move, Dixie.
One second.
That was Dixie and Lily?
Correct,
yes.
Lily, one second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Say aye.
Aye.
Okay, unanimously passed. Okay, item B, approval of second interim 2022-2023 El Centro, that is attachment B.
The second interim, and board members, I do apologize. I should have, I know it was a little hectic when we got started, but I should have explained. I did meet with Doreen extensively on all the items in the agenda. So I'm able to hopefully answer any questions. So even though it's El Centro, she's the one that briefed me on this. So their second interim is actually very good. There's nothing to be concerned about. They are well within budget. They have a very, very healthy reserve, and they wound up in the positive. So the second interim, just all around good news. Do any board members have any questions about the interim for El Centro, the second interim?
No, actually it looks pretty good.
Yes. Any discussion? Doesn't sound like it, hearing none. Can I get a motion to approve?
Motion to approve the second interim 2022-23 for El Centro.
I'll second.
Who was that, please?
Denise seconded, yes.
Thank you. Any further discussion?
What?
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimously passed.
Okay. We're at item C. Acceptance of school calendar.
And board members, in your packet, you will see the draft calendar. That's the traditional calendar that we do every year. For the last 6 years, El Centro has matched San Bernardino, but I also know that there's, you know, that's up for discussion. And I'm sure that the board wants to talk about it. There does need to be a motion on the floor before discussion ensues. Whether it's a motion to approve the school calendar or table it or deny it.
I'll make a motion to table it until our next meeting.
Move to approve the school calendar 2023-2024 as presented.
Carla, there's already a motion that hasn't been seconded to table it. So it either needs a second, or if there's no second, it's rejected.
Isn't that this for El Centro you're talking about for San Bernardino?
They're presented together, El Centro and San Bernardino. So I suppose we could accept
Carla's question
one and
is,
not the other.
Yeah, Carla's question refers to the idea that since this is the Ballington Academy in El Centro, can we move on this and vote to approve? And then not approve this calendar for Ballington and San Bernardino. Is that possible?
What Christy is saying is no, we can't, because it's presented in the agenda as one action item.
Okay,
thank you.
So we do need a second for the motion to table, or if there's no response, the motion is rejected.
So can I ask though, what is the difference? What is it for San Bernardino? What is exactly
you guys? I feel really, really bad. We cannot have a discussion until there's a second.
Okay, I'll second Dixon.
Thank you. I'm so sorry.
It's fine.
Yes, now we can discuss.
Okay. The question is, what exactly is different?
She's asking, what is different? Exactly.
The city of San Bernardino School District, our authorizer, starts several weeks before. The winter break is a week longer. The spring break is a good 3 weeks prior. And the last day of school is about 2 weeks prior. So that means, you know, all the different breaks and things like that.
Do they have the same instructional days?
Yes.
Actually, no, we have 183, and San Bernardino and most public schools have 180. But that also informs item D, which is the modification to the number of instructional days.
That's
correct. Yeah. Okay, so what kind of ramifications are there if we have?
Mr. Anderson, can you repeat that question for us?
Would you say again?
What kind of ramifications like are there if we say, okay, we're going to table it to allow for that change? Do we have to have the same calendar?
No. She's asking what ramifications if we table it right now, and I think her concern is one that has to do with if we table it and then you come up with a different calendar, do we then vote on that calendar, or how do we separate them, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that, and this is just an opinion, but I think that what would happen is we would get input from El Centro teachers, the union, San Bernardino teachers, and then Mr. Anderson, Doreen, and I would come together and create a proposal for San Bernardino and a proposal for El Centro, and they would be presented to the board as two separate action items.
Well, I think we can do that after the discussion among San Bernardino teachers, because we've already come up with a calendar that has fair day and all the things that we do out here. Right? Because
that would definitely be up to the El Centro teachers and administration. But if I can provide this input to the board, if we go ahead with item D, the approval to submit the material revision, we're going to have to adjust the calendars anyway, because that request is to eliminate 8 days from the calendar.
What kind of impact to either authorizers or anything official, let's say, do either one of these have? Like if we don't take action on this until our next meeting, which is 2 weeks, right? So a 2 week difference, what impact does that have?
No, we want that.
The only impact of not having an approved calendar is not being able to activate online registration for the next school year.
And when is that supposed to be activated?
Pretty quickly, in the next week or two, but we can easily do paper applications.
I'm just going to go out on a limb here, though, and say that, you know, you want to align your calendar closer to the San Bernardino Public School calendar, and we've already kind of aligned our calendar with the El Centro district calendar, and we do that so that we are in alignment with them. So it would make sense that at this point, you know, I think we have an item which is a motion to table voting for this right now, but there needs to be a new item that's from San Bernardino saying San Bernardino wants to align its calendar to its district. And then
But we can't do that today. It would be separate.
Next meeting.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and suggest that we not request a motion to table, because typically what happens in a board meeting is you discuss the item, you have your discussion, and then you ask for motions, and those motions are made by the board members, whether to table, whether to approve. The request of the table by under
public comment.
And typically we take public comments for items that are not on the agenda, and comments for the agenda items that need action we take before we discuss or after we've discussed it. actually, after we've discussed the agenda, that's typically how it's done in most settings. I'm not bragging, but I've done it for 25 years. So to request a motion to table it and then have that and then discuss it, it defeats the purpose, because then we have to go through votes and then we have to vote on it and decide at that point versus discussing it in advance, which I think is what we're kind of doing now.
Right.
After the fact.
Yeah.
So I just have a question for Sam Bernardino. What is on this calendar? I'm assuming you reviewed it because I received an amended copy. What is on this calendar that does not affect San Bernardino, or that does affect San Bernardino negatively? Because
the start date, winter break, spring break, and the end date.
Okay.
So would San Bernardino be able to get this through their union in time for us to vote on it at the next meeting?
They don't have a union.
Okay. Are they able to discuss it with their teachers to get it changed?
Yes. Yes.
It affects everyone teaching, right? And your staff, everybody's showing up earlier. You've got many instructional days, right?
Yeah.
And then all those changes. So you're going to present it at the next meeting. So we'll.
Right, but we eventually will.
Is there anything on here that doesn't affect El Centro?
No, we pretty much align it to El Centro.
Okay. Right, except I'm going to throw this out there again. Item D will impact El Centro's calendar.
Right, and that's the idea of then reducing five
right.
days from the year. So
eight
that's
days.
8 days, I thought it was fine.
From 183 to 175.
8 days.
That's true.
No,
so
right. So we couldn't approve. We can approve the calendar, but then we motion to adapt the calendar, and then we had to revise the calendar based on that. But first, I think there has to be an approval of the calendar or an approval to then modify it after that. Does that make sense?
So if we table it now, we can get those modifications. The next meeting, we go ahead and take a look at it and talk about it.
In 2 weeks.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that going to be fine? 2 weeks is fine.
We'll be fine. All right. Motion to table has been rescinded. Resuscitated.
Hasn't been rescinded or resuscitated. But where did you guys land? Because we can't hear when you guys are discussing like that.
Okay. That darn cone of silence that we're putting on here. All right, we're ready.
Okay, so we have. Go ahead. I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I was ready for what?
Did we second the vote?
Yeah, we have a motion on the floor to table the approval, the acceptance of the school calendar. For 23-24.
Yes.
Until the next. So, all those in favor of tabling?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Okay, motion passed. All right. Agenda action item D.
I wish you would, because I don't want everybody to like hate me for this, but I do need another
okay
a repeat of how it's going to impact.
Okay, so last school year, schools across California were required to add 30 days, not instructional days, but 30 days throughout the year where students were invited to come on campus for instruction, for enrichment, all those things. And that's ELOP. Traditionally, Ballington has exceeded the number of required instructional days by 8. We felt that the students needed the extra time, just as a side note, it doesn't impact this, but just a side note, the state does not pay for those extra days. The state only pays charters for 175 days. So given that
given that those students have those 30 extra days, we are asking the board to approve or give us permission to submit material revisions to each of our authorizing districts to modify the number of instructional days.
Question? Is a material revision meaning material to the contract?
Material revision to the charter petition.
To the charter petition.
Charter petition.
Is there any reason to believe that the authorizers will reject it or disapprove of it or?
I can't speak for Ledoux, Mr. Ledoux, because I know that that's been a little bit of a down. I can say with confidence that San Bernardino will not have any issues with it whatsoever.
I think, though, if we look at the days, what we're really talking about is aligning ourselves more since they have less instructional days than we do right now. So in a sense, that would be truing us up. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
And I can't see it being an so big an obstacle that we wouldn't be able to get that through with Mr. Ledoux.
So are you saying that they don't have 183 days?
Oh, they don't have 183 days. No, we have excessive in the state of California.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're saying the
other 175? The other schools have 175?
How many days is that? Do you know?
180.
180. I'd be proud.
That's their minimum.
Okay.
And charter school is 170.
But if you go instructional minutes, don't we go over?
I apologize if I'm repeating something a board member or a member of the public has said already. I just can't hear. But to clarify, district schools, traditional district schools, are required to have 180 days, and they get ADA payments for 180 days. Charter schools are required to have 175 days and get ADA for 175 days, regardless of how many days they actually have on their instructional.
And then I think we have more teaching minutes than the district.
Yes.
So you have to also look at the minutes. It's not just the days. And in our 175 days, I haven't calculated it yet, but I'm sure it would equal what 180, what their minutes are. I think they would align pretty closely. So we're not losing instructional time because we're doing more days and we're doing more minutes.
Sorry. Does it affect the MOU in any way? I know Doreen is the expert on that. I have been the teachers in front of me, so yeah.
Do you mean?
Does it affect the MOU right now as it stands? Are they paid for the number of instructional days or the number of?
When we do MOUs, it's for a specified number of minutes and things of that nature. So you know that really doesn't affect it. So you know, we have a speech teacher that will have an MOU for certain minutes and certain days of the week. That's not going to change. We have an MOU for a school psychologist who also then works per minute, and they figure that out. So next year, when we do the MOU, if there are any changes in minutes and things like that, that would be taken into consideration as they write the MOU. No, exactly.
So we are opening our CBA for negotiations so that your approval of these updates is easily added into our CBA and approved for opening during negotiations anyway.
And that agreement expires.
Has expired.
It has expired, yes, it expired last year. So that's why we are negotiating.
And this change wouldn't take effect until
this. Yeah, this next year.
Mr. Anderson, what was we missed the discussion.
The discussion had to do with the idea of if the MOUs would be affected by ICOE, and it was determined that it wasn't, then the idea of then bringing it forth in our contract next year, because that could be approved through the CBA agreement as well.
Right. And I think, and I apologize to all the union members, I was under the impression that that would be assumed, that it would have to get approved through the contract negotiations. And things like that it would not go forward without that approval.
Right.
Any further discussion? Or questions for Shannon or Will?
No.
Would anyone like to make a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Was that, please?
Denise.
This is Christy, I'll second. All those in favor of accepting and approving permission for the schools to submit material revision modification to annual instructional days? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Motion passes. Okay, we're moving to information items under Roman numeral 5. This says She's here. I think she got a little bit of an earful at the beginning of the school year about how stressful our Williams project was. I know that the teachers that are next to me have a deep understanding of how stressful it was. But if we could scroll down to the Williams report in the board packet, please. Yeah, that one, if you could. There we go. Okay, so I'm super, super excited to share with the board that, if you could scroll down just a little bit more, that line right there. In summary, there are no findings to report. Yay. So the county, the San Bernardino County, did come into the school and did a very, very in-depth audit of our instructional materials, our teacher qualifications, our facility, things like that. So if you scroll down just a little bit more, you can see the areas that they examined. There was a little bit of just like, where is this type discussion. But at the bottom of this page, we can see that everything is good. That sentence right there, it's been a pleasure to work in partnership and it is over. So I'm very, very happy to say that no inaccuracies were reported. We're good to go for this year. It is over.
Well done.
That is awesome. Yes.
Congratulations.
I don't know about next year, but let's celebrate this.
Let's celebrate this year. No, that's fantastic. Congratulations. Nice to have that chicken and lumpia.
Yes, it really is. And it's not an action item, it was an information item for the board. So can I entertain any questions about our Williams visit for any members of the board?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I probably asked this when it started, but why is it called Williams Report?
Because back in 2002, so a little over 20 years ago, there was a lawsuit, and the head person in the lawsuit, their last name was Williams, and they sued the state of California for inequities. They came from a very poor area. I want to say it was Oakland. And they sued about, you know, their teachers were unqualified, their facilities were terrible, they had to share books, no pencils, while our more wealthy areas had everything they needed.
Got it. Thank you.
So it's known as the Williams Act. Okay, yay. Okay, if there's no other questions, we can go on to the next thing, and I'm not sure what it is, so I have to ask us to scroll back up to the top.
I think we're on to.
No, because I know I have one more good thing to present.
Okay, awesome.
I love presenting good things to you all.
Oh, there we are.
Okay, so community school grant. I worked with
one of our consultants, and it was quite the project. But the state of California put out an opportunity to provide funds for schools to work towards becoming a community school. And we were very happy about a week and a half ago to find out that we were awarded the grant. It was competitive. So I'm really, really happy that that work paid off. It's, the grant is in two phases. One is implementation or planning, and the second phase is implementation. Planning is 2 years, and we were awarded $200,000.
Wow.
And implementation is 5 years, and I believe, please don't quote me on this, I might be wrong, but I believe it's $500,000, so roughly $100,000 a year. And our plan that got approved was to bring on an additional certificated employee that would be in charge of going out into the community, bringing community resources into the school, making them easily accessible to both students and families, providing intervention for attendance issues, doing home visits, recruitment, and providing kind of mental health, social work support in the school if there's a student needing that kind of support, counseling, behavioral intervention, things like that. So we just developed a job description and it's just getting posted and we are very, very excited. It actually, the funding starts May 1st. So we could theoretically bring this person on as early as May.
That's fantastic.
Who wrote the grant?
That is amazing.
Well, I did it in conjunction with our consultant. So I didn't do it all by myself, but I wrote the grant.
So how much was the grant for?
For this year and next year, it's
$200,000.
And then the following 5 years for the implementation phase, it's
$500,000. Great.
So a total of $700,000 over the next 7 years, averaging $100,000 per year. Oh, and then in addition to the staff member, the rest of the money there, per year is going to staff training for things like, you know, trauma-informed instruction, behavioral intervention, increase in attendance, all those things that impact it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That is fantastic. What kind of reporting is there for this?
It's actually going to be very similar, if the board recalls, very similar to the ESLB funding reporting, where we have to do quarterly budget reports, quarterly small narratives, and then probably at the end of the year, we have to do an annual report.
Okay. That's fantastic, and congratulations.
Thank you. I will wait till board closes comments, but yes.
Okay. Item C under that Roman numeral is the PC 700 forms. I believe Doreen has sent them all out. I don't know if you guys have returned yours. I'm pretty famous for returning at 11:59 at the deadline date. I'm actually pretty sure Doreen adjusts my deadline personally to get it early. So, but just a reminder and a conflict of interest form. Does anyone have any questions on that? Has everyone received it?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right, then we'll move on to board closing comments.
I'm not a member of the board, but I have some, what I think is kind of exciting news, at least for me personally. Next week is the annual California Charter School Association conference, and that is a statewide conference, and it has several thousand people attending every year. And we were going to skip this year, given that it's in Sacramento and it's expensive and the whole thing. And I got a phone call last week from the one of the public advocacy directors with the California Charter School Association. And she requested that I sit on a panel that addresses, how charter schools are equipped to respond to emergencies, specifically how charter schools respond to the pandemic and Ballington in particular, how we responded to the pandemic, and we got a charter renewed in the middle of the pandemic. So I was just very, very flattered. And they are sponsoring the trip, so it's not an impact to the school. So I'm flying up Monday afternoon. I'll be speaking on Tuesday and Wednesday. And then they also gave me a scholarship to the conference itself.
You go, girl.
Look out.
Coming for your job, Bill.
You can have it. I mean.
So that's my closing comment.
That's great. I'm really happy. Any other closing comments?
So, Mr. Anderson, Mrs. Brand, is there anything important that had happened since our last meeting that you want to tell us about?
Oh, gosh. Everything, right?
I'm sorry. I thought that was directed at me. Go ahead, Mr. Anderson.
No. She's just updating. You know, we're doing everything you're supposed to do. We've got instruction happening. Teachers are, I think, working on a very high level. You know, I feel like we're in a good place right now. I'm very happy with the RTI program we have going on. You know, Ms. Torres is very tenacious. I'm excited about bringing somebody on next year for that as well. And, you know, when you mentioned grants, a lot of the grants that we've received as well, we're working on improving and closing the gap and moving our school forward. So there'll be time for that when we get to that. But, you know, I think we're just really working hard. I really do think so. You know, and the kids are on it, so.
Thank you.
And I would say the same for San Bernardino. We had our Read Across America events last week that were overwhelmingly successful. The teachers are working unbelievably hard, and this is a really tough time of year, and they're not giving up even a little bit. You know, intervention is still happening. We are doing some PLC type work in our staff meetings, and we're looking at core power standards. I think I mentioned that in the last board meeting. We're going to finalize some of the core standards tomorrow at our meeting, and I just continue to be so impressed with how these teachers and the staff just never give up on these kids and families, and we constantly see growth.
Sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So Shannon reminded me that we're about a week away of being 3 years. 3 years since our last in-person meeting. So a week shy of 3 years. And you know, I for one am really happy to be back to normal. I can't say it didn't take a little effort to overcome the inertia of leaving home, but that's not just for this, it's for my work, it's for everything. You know, you get pretty embedded at home, or at least I did. But it sure feels good to be here in the school and kind of back to normal. There's a really nice feeling about it.
Like, yeah, definitely. And it's nice to see all our teachers here.
Yes.
No, it's here because I'm...
That's great. Any other closing comments?
Oh.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay. All right, let's call it then. We'll call it at 6:24 p.m.
All right.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks, everyone. Have a great
Thank you, guys.
Night. And okay. Board members, I promise we'll work on the sound.
What?
See you in 2 weeks.
Okay. 2 weeks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.